This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 137. And on this episode, we're talking about what it costs to launch. So if you've been thinking about launching your digital product, your service, your coaching program, your consulting, or any other digital-based offer, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hustlers? Welcome back to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. This week on the show, I want to talk to you a little bit about what it costs to launch your digital product. You know, this is a question that I get from a lot of people, and it comes in a lot of different forms, from what should I spend on Facebook ads, to what does a complete launch look like, to how much do I need to spend to launch successfully. And I thought, you know what, I should do an episode where I really break down exactly what it takes. You know, what is required of you to have a successful launch? The idea for this episode came from not just thinking about launches, but actually listening to my students and hearing them kind of say, like, I want to achieve X. A lot of people, we kind of know what we want to achieve. We want to get 25 people in our course. We want to get $100,000 in sales. We want to quit our job and go full time. We all have completely different goals, but most of us, especially in the business world, we set goals. And sometimes we set them in a really fancy, you know, beautiful, color-coded journal, binder, planner. And then other times we just pull out our notebook, write down what we want to achieve, and we get to work. You know, regardless of which camp you fall into, whether you've got this gorgeous plan or you just know what you want to achieve, I want you to understand that you can actually figure out what your launch is going to require. So on today's show, we're going to talk about the three expenses that every launch has, the three types of expenses. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of one of my first bigger launches and talk to you about how I was doing things that weren't really sustainable and what you can learn from that. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my first not so technically involved launch. And then we're going to talk a little bit about actually calculating how to figure out what you should be spending on your launch and what all goes into your launch. So let's get into it. First things first, when it comes to a launch, there's three types of expenses that you're going to have. You have time expenses, you have monetary expenses, and you have sanity expenses. Okay. Now stay with me because you might be like, well, that sounds a little strange, but hear me out. There are time investments where an investment you make in time offsets an investment you'd have to make in dollars. So a really specific example of that is like you write your own copy. It doesn't cost anything, but it does take time versus you could have invested that money in a copywriter to have somebody take that time and give it back to you. Okay, so time is an investment where you trade hours for revenue down the road. A monetary investment is where you trade money for money. So for example, Facebook ads. If I'm running a promotion and I spend money on ads, my goal is to make more money than I spent. So a money expense is me leveraging money for more money. And then the third type of expense is a sanity expense. And this one always makes me chuckle a little bit because this is where you're trading your personal well-being or personally protected boundaries and you're collapsing them, trading them, temporarily suspending them in order to create a really profitable launch. So an example of a sanity would be you open up a Facebook group with your launch and you pledge to comment on every single person's post and you have 1,000 people in the Facebook group. That's definitely going to challenge your sanity a little bit, but it's possible. And it's going to help you scale your launch. So to me, when I'm looking at what does a launch cost, I don't just want to say like, oh, it cost X dollars. I also want to be looking at how much time do I need to invest into this launch? How much money do I need to invest into this launch? And how much of my sanity, in a sense, am I willing to invest in this launch? I think the easiest way to really break down how these expenses are factored in is to kind of do a little compare and contrast. So I want to take you through my first launch, and I won't get too nitty gritty on the details, but I'll share some of the things that we did and what worked. I don't want this to become a full launch debrief episode, though we'll have some of those in the near future. What I want to talk to you about is how my first launch took me 3 months. Okay. Took me about 3 months to get everything taken care of. That was writing sales emails, writing a sales page, writing Facebook ad copy, prepping the content, prepping the webinar, prepping the videos, prepping the course, right? So I, in my first big launch, and by just to put a real clear definition on this, big to me is anything over $10,000. This launch in particular did $22,000 in sales. But when I looked at this launch, there was a lot that went into it. So at the time I was launching this, I didn't have deep pockets, right? I still don't have really deep pockets, even though I like to think I do, but I didn't have super deep pockets, which meant I couldn't just, you know, say, oh, I'm going to spend $10,000 on ads and have a massive launch, right? So I had to get strategic and I had to invest my time. And so first thing I did with this launch is I said, okay, where can I invest my own time that I can't afford to hire things out? And so for me, it was writing emails. It was writing sales page copy. It was designing the sales page. It was writing the entire webinar without a template. It was working from scratch. It was reverse engineering my goals. It was putting all of this time into it. Now, money-wise, I only had a couple thousand to spend on Facebook ads. So monetary, this first launch, I really only spent on Facebook ads. I didn't have team expenses. I didn't have any really special software expenses. I was quite literally just using my time as a lever to get more people to engage with me, and then using my ads as a lever to get people into my webinar. Now, in terms of my sanity, this is where I really want to talk about it, because this first launch, I would work crazy hours. I mean, I would be working until 2-3 in the morning. And during this first launch, I was just leaving a master's program. I was just leaving a job. And I was like, I traded my sanity of not loving a 9-to-5 for my sanity of not loving the process of launching a course. So I ended up doing this launch where I was staying up 12 to 16 hours out of the day working. And that was my sanity cost, because I was neutered to this space. I didn't have everything that I needed. It took me longer to write emails back then. And so really what ended up happening was that one of the biggest costs in this launch was my sanity. And so what ended up happening was that I did the launch. We made 22,000, the cart closed. And the day after the cart closed, you guys, I could not get out of bed. I was so exhausted. I was like tired. I was like bone tired. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm tired in my bones. I feel it. I feel like I have run the marathon. And I also feel like even though I finished the marathon, there are no accolades coming my way. You guys know that feeling? It's like you've put in all the work, but even the rewards don't yield satisfaction. And for me, that is not a sustainable model. And when I look at what happened, it's really clear that I invested a lot of time, a lot of money, but too much of my sanity. So I want you to imagine this like a triangle where you've got time, money, and sanity. And the more you push to one corner of the triangle, the more you pull away from the others. So for example, if I relook at that launch that I did and I say, oh my gosh, I cannot work these 16-hour days again, then I can either spread it out and spend more time. I could spend 4 or 5 months preparing for a launch. If I said, no, I do, I want to launch every 3 months or even more than that, I could use my money to hire a copywriter. I could use my money to hire a designer. So I just share this first launch story with you because I want to get crystal clear that your launch has these three costs: your time, your money, and your sanity. And the more you spend of one, the less you have to spend of the other. But my goal is really, just to be really candid, is to get to a point where my money is doing more work than my time and my sanity. Why? Because I can always make more money. I can't generate more time. I can't buy back my sanity. And so for that reason, I'm always thinking, how do I get my money to work for me? So let's fast forward to my biggest launch ever, because this was a launch where we did over $150,000 in sales of our digital course priced at $997. And this launch was like so much stinking work. And yet I feel like I maintain my sanity 1,000 times better. And just to kind of walk you through what happened, the difference between the first launch that I was like so exhausted, so burnt out, so like, what am I going to do after this, compared to this launch where I did over 5-7 times the revenue was that first things first, I hired people around me to leverage my money to get more stuff done. So I hired a designer. I hired a copywriter. I hired a ads manager to work with me. I didn't do everything myself. So those things that normally take time, I exchanged the time for money. In terms of my sanity, I still paid with my sanity a little bit because this was a challenge launch. We had a Facebook group and I launched to that Facebook group and commented on every single post, thread, comment, everything that happened inside that Facebook group. If it was happening, I was commenting. So that cost me my sanity a little bit, but time-wise, it only took us a few months, like that 3 months we used for the first big launch. We used that 3 months again, but because I had used my money to hire out some stuff, I got to spend my time on higher level tasks, like strategizing the positioning, strategizing the product, writing Facebook ads, writing content for the launch. I was able to really focus on high impact activities. And what I want you to understand is that as you grow your business, as you launch more and more, what you're going to find is that your time shrinks. You have less time to work on things because you're fulfilling on customers, you're running ads, you're doing all the things. And so you need to start thinking, if my time is decreasing, but my money is increasing, how do I buy back my time? And so for me, it was hiring people. The second thing was having a team. So this launch, I had an amazing team working with me. It wasn't like, hey, it's the Zach show. It's like, hey, this is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle show where everybody is rallying around us, ads managers, podcast editors, designers, copywriters, everybody's rallying around to help us make this a massive success. And then in terms of money, we spent multiple five figures on Facebook ads. We paid out over five figures to our affiliates and we spent the money on the team. So yes, this launch made more money, but it also cost more money. Now, at the end of the day, and I have a whole episode on this, so you can go back and listen to behind the scenes of my biggest launch ever. But what I want you to take away from this segment is not, oh my gosh, how do I have a big launch? It's that a big launch can happen, a little launch can happen, but they both cost the same three basic things: time, money, and sanity. So that being said, I do want to talk to you a little bit about figuring out the financial cost of your launch. But before we did that, I wanted to cover this segment because I think it's important that we understand that money is not the end-all be-all solution, right? Sometimes we need elbow grease. Sometimes we need to push our boundaries a little bit. Sometimes we need to try something different that we've never done. And on that note, sanity doesn't have to be sacrificing your boundaries. I know I said that earlier, but it could be as simple as pushing you outside of your comfort zone. Your sanity gets challenged when you push yourself out of your comfort zone. So whether it's asking for a bigger payment plan, going live to a bigger audience than you ever have before, doing your first webinar, all of those things are going to cost your sanity, but ultimately they're going to build your grit. So let's talk about how you figure out the financial cost of your launch, right? Because if you're listening to this episode, I kind of lured you in with the siren's call of like, what does it cost to do a launch? And the first place you probably went is like, he's going to give us a number. He's going to tell us what to do. I am not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to help you figure out how you calculate what a launch should generate. So first things first, when I'm trying to figure out my financial cost of a launch, I always start with what I want my revenue to be. So I'm going to run through a really quick math example, and you can re-listen to this, pause, fast forward, rewind as many times as you need to. So don't try to get it all the first time. That's okay. But let's say that your launch, you're looking to make $10,000 and your program cost is $250. That means that you need to sell 50 programs, right? Because I took the revenue I want to generate divided by the program cost, and that gives me how many units or how many students I need to sell. Once I have that number, I can then divide it by the percentage that I'm going to convert at. Now, if you're like, I've never launched before, I've never done this before, I say just use a 2% conversion rate. Now, some people will convert higher than that. Some people will convert lower than that. I was recently reading a book by Denise Duffield Thomas called Chillpreneur, which we'll link up in the description in the show notes. And she talks about the power of 1% and realizing that as you grow your business and your audience, like converting at 1% is not a bad thing, but you can convert higher in some scenarios. So if you're like, I want to be ultra conservative, you can follow the Denise Duffield Thomas methodology and say, I'm even going to say it's a 1% conversion rate. And so you're going to divide that by your percentage that you've chosen. If you want to be ultra conservative, 1%. If you want to be less conservative, 2%. And if you've done this launch before and you know what your conversion rate is, you can plug that in here. And I'm going to get that I need how many leads. So for example, if I want to generate $10,000 in revenue on a $250 program, I need to sell 50 units. If I take 50 and divide it by a 2% conversion rate, that will tell you how many leads you need to generate. So in this case, I need to generate 2,500 leads. Now from here, you can just do some simple math. If you know you need 2,500 leads, you can look at your most recent promotion or estimate how many leads you'll get just organically from posting on Facebook, emailing your list. So in this case, I'm going to say I can get about 250 people organically. Then you're going to subtract the leads that you need from the organic leads. In this case, 2,500 minus 250. And that's going to give us 2,250 leads that we need from ads. Then I can take my total leads from ads and multiply it by my estimated cost per lead in advertising, which right now we're getting leads about $3, would be $6,750 in ads at a $3 cost per lead. And then what I do is I take my cost minus from my revenue. So 10,000 minus 6,750, and that equals $3,250. And that last number is your profit. Now, why even calculate these numbers? What do these numbers actually give us? Well, the first thing is they tell us how profitable we're going to be at our estimated cost per lead. And one thing worth noting is if you've never run ads before, I recommend that you run ads before your launch to get your estimated cost per lead. You can use like $3 to $5 as an estimate, but it's going to vary based on your industry, based on your ad copy, based on your ad targeting. But I like to calculate out this number because then I know about what I should budget for Facebook ads. Now, once I've done that, I have the profit of the whole launch, which is $3,250. And then I can decide how much of that leftover money, quote unquote, do I want to spend on the launch versus where do I want to sub in my time or sanity? So if I was looking at this launch, $10,000 in revenue, $3,250 in profit, I would say, hey, I don't really want to spend any of that money because it's only a 32% profit margin. I don't want to spend any of that money on a team or on affiliates or on special software. And that's okay. You don't have to. Just know that that means that your launch will be a little smaller because if you buy in with a copywriter or a designer, you may increase your conversion rate. So you may make more money, right? So I just want you to be thinking, it's not just about the end all be all profit from your revenue minus your ad cost. It's also about considering what other factors could affect your conversion rate. Now, once you've done this math, you might be like, that's not enough profit for the work I have to put in. Or that's too many leads. I can't generate that many leads. What you then do is you play around with the numbers. So I personally like to put this into an Excel spreadsheet and just plug the numbers in. I do a Google sheet so that I go back and reference it. But I basically say, okay, what if I want to lower revenue? If I want to lower revenue, what's that look like? What if I change the price of my program? What does that look like? What if I can get my ads cost to come down? What if my ads cost goes up? So I like to look at these numbers and actually play around because one thing that I think in the online space we don't talk about enough is like, yeah, you want to price your program in alignment with the value, but you also need to include your marketing cost in your products. So that means if you want to sell a $250 product, your lead cost needs to be really low or your conversion rate needs to be really high. If you're in an industry where lead costs are higher, you have to charge more because your marketing cost is higher. Okay. So I just wanted to throw that last little bit out there that's like, if you're doing this and you're thinking, okay, these numbers don't work for me, then you've got to change the numbers because data don't lie. That's like the big takeaway quote. If that resonates with you, the data don't lie, then you realize you have to play with the numbers to make something work. So for example, in that exact example we used, if I doubled the cost of the program to $500, then I would need half as many leads because I would need to sell half as many products, which means I would only need 1,000 leads from ads, which means my cost per lead would be still $3, but I would only spend $3,000 on ads and my profit would go up to $7,000. So my profit basically doubles when I double the price of the program. And that makes sense when you think about it from an outside perspective. If you double the cost and everything stays the same, you should double the revenue and you should double the profit. It does a little more than double, actually, but that's okay. I just want you to start thinking, how do I play with numbers and know my goals? And that's the big takeaway, you guys. It's not just, oh, I'm going to do a $10,000 launch. I'm going to put everything into it. I'm going to spend as much as I can. And I'm going to hope for the best. It's calculate your numbers, calculate your goals, have something that you're shooting for, and then make it happen. So let's do a quick recap of everything that we covered today. First things first, we talked about how a launch has three types of costs. You've got time, money, and sanity. And the more you spend of one, the less you have to spend of the others. But you're really trying to focus on just two out of the three, which would be time and money, so you don't have to challenge your sanity to launch. We talked about my first big launch and how it wasn't sustainable because I relied solely on my time and sanity to make it happen. I didn't use any of the money to leverage my way into success. We then talked about my big challenge launch and how the revenue was the highest it's ever been. And that was as a result of hiring a team, hiring a copywriter, hiring a designer, leveraging my money to buy back my time and sanity still allowed me to scale my launches and made me a lot happier doing it. And then we talked about calculating your lead goals, determining exactly what it looks like to hit your lead goal, how to hit your lead goal. And really, more importantly, we talked about having a lead goal because so many people have a revenue goal and they don't know how many leads they need to generate. And then they get stuck because they're like, well, I tried, but I'm not converting, right? So we want you to understand how many leads you need because a lot of times you don't have a conversion problem. You don't have a sales problem. You just don't have enough people. You don't have enough volume. And knowing that volume before you go into the launch is going to serve you incredibly, incredibly well. So there you have it. If you want to check out the show notes from this week's episode, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/137. That's heartsoulhustle.com/137, all numbers. And if you liked this episode and you want to learn more about planning and prepping a successful launch, we have a brand new program coming out. We haven't unveiled the name yet. We're very excited to do that soon. And you can get on the waitlist to be the first to learn about this brand new program. If you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/waitlist, again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/waitlist. It's going to take you to a page where you can drop your name and email to be on the waitlist for our newest program all around Facebook ads and launching. We want to teach you how to have your first $5,000 launch plan so you can learn how to launch your digital product in the next 60 to 90 days, get the fundamentals of Facebook advertising for your first launch, go behind the scenes of six-figure launch successes, and be the first in line to get access when this program launches. Now, I don't want to spill too many beans, but I will tell you this program is going to be really accessible. That's one thing that I'm super excited about is that we're making a really accessible price point, really accessible content, really accessible training. So if you've been looking at courses and you're like, I'm not ready to spend, you know, $19.97 or $29.97 or thousands of dollars, you're not going to have to do that with this course. And that's something I get really, really geeked up on. So heartsoulhustle.com/waitlist if you want to be the first to know when that's going to release to the world. And with that being said, I'll let you get back to your day. So I hope you have an incredible Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever day you're listening. I hope you're listening on drop day, but if not, that's okay. We still love you. I'll let you get back to your day. So have an incredible rest of your day, week, month, year, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Until next time, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.